Watch, Antifa extremist compares MAGA hats to swastikas. By Alam Bokhari on July 16, 2019. Independent filmmaker Michael Hansen has a new documentary out titled Killing Free Speech. In addition to highlighting illiberal values in Islam, the feature examines the rise of the violent extremist Antifa movement in the U.S., and support for it from top Democrats. The first part of the documentary, which can be watched in full below, features an interview with a masked member of Antifa who defends violent assaults against Trump supporters, comparing MAGA hats to Nazi swastikas. The interview can be found at 24:37 of the video below. The documentary also highlights support for the violent extremist movement in the upper echelons of the Democrat Party. In particular, it draws attention to Keith Ellison's tweet that a pro-Antifa book strikes fear into the heart of Donald Trump, a comment Ellison made when he was still deputy chairman of the DNC. Author Diana West discusses DNC second-in-command Keith Ellison tweeting a picture of himself holding the Antifa handbook and bragging about how the book strikes fear into the heart of President Trump. Ellison made the tweet while he was still deputy chairman of the DNC, a position he held from February 2017 to November 2018. The idea that an official, with one of the two main political parties in the U.S. giving that kind of elevation to the street thugs of Antifa is, well, it tells you a lot about where the Democratic Party is nowadays, concludes West. Antifa members have been responsible for a number of acts of violence in the United States, including the recent hospitalization of journalist Andy Ngo, who was left with a brain bleed after being brutally beaten by Antifa supporters in Portland. Hansen warns viewers that the same loss of free speech that has occurred in Europe could happen in the U.S. too. 20 years ago, you started to see Antifa taking over the streets in Europe. Right now, what it is in Europe, if you are conservative, you cannot have a street protest, you're going to get attacked by Antifa. That's well established. What I fear is that here in the U.S. you're starting to see the beginnings of the same thing. If you're conservative nowadays, you gotta run a gauntlet between these armed thugs. If you're not careful here in the United States, you're going to lose that public space. It's happening rapidly. Part 2 of Hansen's documentary, which features an interview with this reporter, will be released later in the year.